Now, do you remember William Bennett during the Depression?
I know I'd be Bennett, don't you?
What was his government? What was his government like?
Well, he felt all right, but it was in a hard time. He got to blame all of it.
Yeah, and he...
It doesn't make any difference about the conservatives. Every time that the conservatives get in power, the hard time.
Well, last, they outvoted him in the election and at the Depression, didn't they?
Yeah, in England.
England? What did he go there for?
I guess he was knighted there, Sir Robert Morris.
Start the rebellion. He was, they accused him of starting rebellions, eh?
Both
yeah, the one in 1880 and the one in 1860-something.
No, he only had the one rebellion.
Well, he's only noted for the one in 1885, but the French all figured that he was a real cool, you know? Like, he was just to the Medi, you know, the half-breeds. And the English wanted justice done, you know? Now, which side are you taking, the English or the French?
No, I don't take the English. I take the French side of it.
You do? Why?
Yeah, because they were the first here.
Okay.
And they was the first trading company here.
Well, is that...
What the English done, they sent in a trading post here, the Hudson Bay, and they got the Indians in with them and fought the French. Yeah. Got the French rebellion.
But that doesn't give you a reason to protect Riel just because the French were here first. It doesn't matter whether he's French or English, he still
it
did wrong.
It doesn't matter if I've got a company here going and you bring in the company and get to fight for it.
Well,
are you in the right or am I? Who's in the right?
It depends on the government.
Oh, it depends on the government. Well, we had the government.
Well, the government was
English
for the
government.
The government for the Hudson's Bay Company.
Hey.
The government was the Hudson's Bay Company. They were four.
Yeah, the basic British ones, yeah.
But
sure.
Getting back to Riel, some say he was crazy.
Oh, sure he was
when
crazy.
His trial come up, they proved he was crazy.
Oh, they did, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't prove that he was crazy. Why in hell didn't they give the Indians exactly after it? That's what they did, yeah. And then they got exactly what they asked for. I suppose that's on the square. Eh?
Well, sure.
And they hung. That's what the British.
He done. Helped. The way he goes, Riel used breeds to further his own cause. Like
now, according to books we school, it says that he wanted a certain amount of money from John Donald to stay out of the country.
He asked McDonald wouldn't give it to him, so he knew the half were up, were disagreeing with the government of their grievances, you know.
So you got that in the history book?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. But that's not the way it goes. The French had nothing to say, the British couldn't have all this thing.
But you feel that Riel wasn't... And that he...
No, he wasn't.
He was just in starting a rebellion against the government.
He was right in his way. Yeah, right. The British wasn't right.
But was he right
to... It worked since they got the Hudson Bay. Do you know something? The Hudson Bay is all of British Columbia.
Sure, they own Rupert's land. That was...
It's all of British Columbia. But where'd they get it? Where did they... Who gave it to them?
The government.
The government, yeah.
Yeah.
It was their government.
Sure.
Yeah. It's like you and me get together and get quarreling over something and you win, you get everything, don't you? And that's the way the British done. There are no God judges. I'm telling you. And I'm not going behind it to tell them, neither.
Riel was all their opinion, eh?
That's right. He was right.
Okay.
Demand for the Indians.
And Laurier, you don't know anything else, Wilfrid Laurier, eh?
Well, what do I don't
You've told me about his national policy. That was good. people?
Well, for the whole of Canada, as far as I could make. See, everybody must have been satisfied or they wouldn't have gone to him for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's no government.
And he was a gooper.
Yeah, a smart man, too.
People would stand and listen to him for long, like that episode in Calgary there where he stood there for eight hours.
Yes.
And listened to him.
You have to have a whole army of writing it out for him.
Right.
He just stood there and spoke.
And Robert Borden, what about him?
Oh, well, he wasn't in power very long.
No, he wasn't that...
He wasn't popular at all. Robert Borden wasn't.
No. The way most of these guys get in, they criticize the other's government.
Exactly, no. Do you know something? And probably in that time to come. You like the liberals, they've got certain men in their goddamn liberal government that is, you're next, and so on. The Conservatives is the same.
The way it goes, you have a French Prime Minister and then an English one. And
no,
then
sir, not. They do not. You never see that. No. You haven't seen it in here yet.
We'll pass that now. Your brother, the labor agitator, Incremento, he was a labor agitator, eh?
I don't know whether he was an agitator or not. I wouldn't say that he was.
What was he, in your opinion?
Well, he was just a common labor leader, that's all.
He was the leader of the unions.
I suppose that he was the head of the members there in Sacramento, I don't know. I don't know a lot.
And it wound up that he was shot.
Aye?
It wound up that he was assassinated.
Yeah.
Now, you would why they assassinate him?
No, I don't know. Well, I wouldn't know why.
Who assassinated him, the government or individual?
Hey, God. That's quite a question to ask.
Well, was he executed with a trial, or was he just shot?
No trial.
No trial. And he wasn't a member of a forceful gang, was he?
Like he didn't use to further his labor strike into the workers, did he?
And probably, I suppose, like they are today, they... about wages or conditions of working conditions and one thing and another.
As far as you're concerned, the unions a long time ago were easier to handle with than today.
Well, sure they are, because there ain't one with them now.
Yeah, but in the old days they used force.
No, they didn't use force.
They didn't use force. In Sacramento, they used force.
No. They just stuck for higher wages or whatever they wanted.
And just walked out.
Better conditions, labor conditions, and one thing or another. I guess the same as they did.
Can you remember anything about the building of the SAR? Can you remember anything about the building of the SAR? Sue Hazelton here, you helped build that.
I worked on it.
How long did you work with it?
Oh, I didn't work very long. Yes, I worked on this road a little bit.
No business asking me things, you know. Hey, man, wants to keep track of these things, he always got to have a diary of every day that he moves.
As far as concerned, when the CNR went to New Hazelton, how many people were living in Old Town here then?
Oh, there wasn't very many. I would say, I don't know how many there was here. I suppose there'd been a couple of hundred.
Do you remember Enzi and Mann by any chance?
McKinsey and Mann, yeah. They built a little piece of road out from Stewart here. years and years ago.
Is that right?
Yeah. They sold their old wagons and their sleighs here to Hazleton.
They were the crooked bunch that... They were a crooked pair that swindled money from the railroad for their own pockets. As the same, that's what's in the history books. Made money for themselves from the taxpayers, the railroad.
Well, of course, then, any time that they put in a piece of road, they must have reaped something. They couldn't go to work and benefit a bunch of farmers or loggers or anything like that to put up their own money first.
Right.
What about our railroads today? Mm-hmm. Who's building them? The government is building them.
Yeah.
You get the contract from the government, and then the contractors contract again, and then they subcontract them. And then you can sub from that fella again. It's just from one to the other that way.
You remember them boats, or the river boats coming up to Hazleton?
Oh, yeah.
Was it a rough journey?
Hey?
Was it a rough journey? Was there any boats lost on the spinner over here?
Mayflower was lost. Part of it down here, steamboat now, the machinery.
How'd that happen?
Sunk, that's all.
How did it sink? Running ground or into rocks?
I don't know what happened, but it sat on the rock there. I guess it jumped on the, hammered the rock there.
Is that
and
the
then
only...
the Mount Royal, it broke in the Canada, down below here. That was 1912.
The river boats would come up to Hazleton and stop and unload supplies and then go back down to Rupert.
No, they used to go down to Essington. And then they come up from Essington, they run to Rupert too, and all the freight coming that way.
Do you remember the first river boat at Christina?
Oh, no, I wasn't here. It was Mayflower. I don't know what year it came up. No, there was boats come up here where I come.
Well, you remember the last boat that come up
to
Skeena. Which one was that? Which river boat was that?
Well, there was the Mount Rock. That one sunk in the canyon down. And there was the there's one of them down there yet. Oh, I remember the name.
Do you remember the riverboat called the Hazleton?
Well, it's down on the coast here now.
Yeah.
Down there, I don't know just where.
Which river made the last trip up here? As you can remember.
I think that's the last one.
Well, what year can you remember?
Oh, either 1914. No, I was hauling. Yes. But up here in... No, I think about
1915.
The last boat up here.
Mm-hmm.
See, they took two of them boats over on the... on the Fraser.
About the teletrail up here. Did you help put any in?
No, I never had nothing to do with the telegraph trail. Worked on it in 1918. I put in a couple of months.
You used to haul trains up there, didn't you?
Aye.
You used to haul pack trains up telegraph trail, didn't you?
Haul pack trains?
Yeah.
No, I had the freight up there for the pack trains. The first time.
all the freight there.
From Hazel to First Cabin.
Eh?
From Hazel to First Cabin.
Yeah. I used to haul freight from there, and then they'd get to load up there at the First Cabin.
Is there any gold on Anson Creek?
Any gold?
Yeah.
Oh, I got lots of gold one
You didn't
time.
Find any, though, eh?
I didn't know, because we're prospecting.
Well, what you needed was a prospector like me up.
Eh?
I said what you needed was a prospector like me up there. How long did you stay up there?
North?
Yeah.
Well, we were there about 5 years.
You get anything?
No.
Never made a cent. You sure?
Spent lots of cents, but I didn't make any.
Never made. It wouldn't be worthwhile to go prospecting up there then.
No. Didn't pay. Yeah, I should not, but I don't know what.
Well, what you told me so is pretty good. Watched Hazelton grow, eh?
Oh, yes.
How was the police force then? Was it pretty good? There's rumor says that the police force during them days was pretty fierce. They'd throw all the good Indian jailhouse overnight for no reason at all. They were all good friends, eh?
Friends, there's nothing wrong with them. They come here and they work for the government, and they do as the government wants them to do. So what more can they do?
Right. You think you'd live life over again if you had the chance? Or would you live it different?
I think I'd make a lot of changes.
What kind of changes?
Well, I'd make different changes, tell you that.
You're not satisfied with the life you lived.
Man works pretty hard. You get out here and clear about 25 acres where they're growing by that. You'll see.
And nowadays, you've got all machinery you need.
Nowadays, it's altogether different. Indeed, the people are different.
The people, the government, and everything.
Yes, everything's different.
How old is this house?
Very old. I bet it's 36.
36. How old, though?
Hey?
How old is this outer part?
73.
No, but... The old part, the bottom here, how old is that?
This one here?
Yeah.
It was built in 1918.
When you first come here?
Oh, no. A long time after I come here.
You were there when the first Hagel Gate was built, eh?
Eh?
You were here when the first Hagel Gate bridge was
built? Oh, yeah. I was here when the first bridge was here.
Who was the first one to ride across there?
This one here. The Skeena?
The Hagel Gate Bridge, the old Hagel Gate.
Well, yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Your wife the first one to go across on horseback, wasn't she?
That old Indian bridge.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. The others crossed a long time before that, where it's built. My God, that was 1909.
Yeah.
He rode across there on a horse.
How was it? Kind of shaky?
Well, I know there was holes in the goddamn planks that big on how she got across.
There was holes.
There was some good-sized holes in the old bridge, didn't they?
Holes in the plank about 6 inches.
Lots of holes in there. I don't know. I stopped her.
You couldn't?
No, because she wouldn't hear me to cross the river. I'd see her coming with the horse.
She made it across already.
Come across like a dog.
Uh-huh. When did
it
she?
Was late for the fella.
When did she?
Now you say you were here when that bridge mile was built here, eh?
Yeah.
How? What bridge was that? Was
that
it?
Was a cable bridge.
It was a pretty good bridge, better than that old Indian one.
The cables are all down there.
How was the roads them days? The roads around Hazelton, they were pretty good?
Father weren't bad.
You want to come down and speak to the class? You want to come down and speak to the class?
No.
You sure?
Sure I am.
You got nothing to say for them, eh?
No. Till you, when you've got to almost keep track with all these things or else, sit down and take your time and put it together.
Well, take your time and put it together.
See? Might take me a month to do it.
A month. Well, I haven't got that kind of time.
No. I can't.
What do you think of the government today?
Well, I tell you, they ain't been in long enough to criticize.
Trudeau's been in there quite a while.
Hey?
Trudeau has been in there quite a while.
How long have they been in?
Well, 3-4 years.
Oh, no.
Sure. Two and a half, anyway.
Well, you can't tell nothing about them. But I like to see them go through their term, 4 years, and see what they have done.
And who do you think will win the election?
I don't much track on their government now, because I don't go much on this. This government is trying something that sits about 100 years too soon.
Too soon or too late?
Too soon. We're not prepared for no goddamn socialism. Because we ain't.
Well, we've had it before.
Think,
we've nearly had it before, haven't we?
We're never in. No. We never had no socialism.
You call Trudeau's on socialism?
Well, no. There's no, but we have no such a thing as a socialist government. Nowhere. I want someone to point it out to me.
Uh-huh.
Now you take Russia. Russia, what is Russia? She's just a communist government.
Dictator.
Eh?
Dictator.
Well, that's a communist government.
Yeah.
It's not a socialist government.
But she's quite famous for sticking her nose into other people's business.
Well, right, that's what I say. They want socialism. They're trying to get back. And they're not ready for it.
Which government do you think would be a socialist government or a democratic government?
Well, a socialist government, if it could be worked out, mind you, that you take people, all got to make up their minds that you got any more than I have.
Yeah.
And I ain't any more than you have.
Well, they won't make up their minds
to
that.
They've all got to work together and reap the same amount of stuff, no matter what it is, whether it's.
Well, that's nearly the same as a democratic, where everybody's treated equal.
Hey?
That's the same as a democratic government, where everybody's treated equal. There's no one person better than the other.
Well, that's a socialist government, and we haven't got that.
A socialist government is a democratic government?
No.
Well, you said that a democratic government is where one person is no better than no worse.
No. You, everybody should, the way of cattle, we've got so many people reaping the benefits of other people's labor. Well, whatever they grow or anything like that, you take these big merchants and these big sailors and one thing another, they pack the country when you come to the result, right?
Right. There's not much time left on here, but there's one thing I forgot. You remember that we were in New Hazelton in 1908 or something like that?
1912. Yeah.
What happened there?
Well, nothing happened. What?
How much
robbed the bank.
How many did they take?
Oh, they didn't get much. I think the second time about $4,000. The first time they only got $2,000.
Catch them?
Hey,
did they catch them?
Well, they got, yes, they killed one.
They killed one. How,
yes,
how'd they do that?
Two, put them in, put them here and skook them on 25 years, and then when their time was over, they back to Russia.
They were Russians?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know them Hadlingtons in Smithers?
I think so. Sounds familiar.
Aye?
The name sounds familiar.
Their father was probably twice. Mm-hmm. He was held up twice.
Shot one of them, eh?
They killed one of them, Robert. But that was done on the street. I don't know who done it. Why, Baldy Johnson is the one that shot him.
You do? Was he the sheriff, or...
Aye?
Was he the police here, or...
Which?
Was he the police officer here?
Oh, he had a rooming house, and he was looking out of the window. Stairs. And one of these fellas took a shot at him. And there used to be a big... I can go and put my foot on place, yeah. A big chunk of ore. They brought from the Standard and put there. And paid for that and got behind that, and he's the one that killed that fella.
I guess he didn't like to be shot at.
Eh?
I say, I guess he didn't be shot at.
No, that was 1912.
You think that fire behind us is going to burn us out?
Oh, I don't know.
It's pretty good size there.
Eh?
It's pretty good size.
Well, I thought they put it out.
Well, the water bombers have been working on it.
Aye?
Said the water bombers have been working on it. All we don't want to burn the place out here.
Oh, I don't will. I don't think it will.
There's nothing else you remember about what I've been asking you, eh? About your brother,
no,
lawyer, Riel,
no.
Borden, Mackenzie King, Bennett.
That's a lot to remember.
Yeah, but you've been around too.
I said, you've lived a long time, too.
Yeah. I wasn't the fella that was in mixed up politics. I never was in...
You voting you?
Oh, I voted, but that's
well,
no...
If you vote, what you vote for?
Well, that's probably I do, and I don't. You vote me, and that's it.
You think the voting age should be lowered?
Aye.
The voting age should be lowered? Do you think the vote age should be lowered?
I don't think that a man should vote before he knows what he's voting.
Uh-huh.
How many of these fellas that are 19 years old gives a damn how they vote?
Right. Okay, there's nothing else you can remember about what I've been asking you.
Because that there was just another... smart trick of Mr. What you call him?
Mr. Who? Bennett?
Bennett.